This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Muscat yesterday evening on a two-day visit to Oman in the last leg of his three-nation tour. He reached Oman after completing his successful visits to Jordan and Ethiopia. At the Muscat airport, Mr. Modi was received by Oman's Deputy Prime Minister for Defence Affairs, Syed Shihab bin Tariq Al Said. They had discussions on strengthening India-Oman cooperation in various fields and advancing the strategic partnership. The Prime Minister is visiting the friendly nation on the invitation of the head of the state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Mr. Modi will hold talks with Sultan of Oman today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and Oman will sign a comprehensive economic partnership agreement.
Values, traditions, the rich culture that we share between Oman and India has been instrumental in bringing us to this very, very memorable and fateful day when before our two leaders, Kes and I, will have the privilege of executing the first free trade agreement Oman is going to sign with a country after 17 long years.
In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Oman is a land of enduring friendship and deep historical connections with India. He said this visit offers an opportunity to explore new avenues of collaboration and add fresh momentum to the partnership between the two countries. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, will reply to the discussion on the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, that is, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha today. Yesterday, the Lok Sabha sat till late night to complete the discussion on the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. Moving the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Chauhan said that the bill proposes to enhance the guarantee of days of employment from 100 to 125 days of wage employment. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that OTT content will continue to remain outside the jurisdiction of the Central Board of Film Certification. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Dr. Murugan said that OTT content is regulated under the provisions of Part 3 of the Information Technology Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code Rules 2021. He said the Code of Ethics requires OTT platforms to avoid publishing content prohibited by law and undertake age-based classification of content as per the guidelines in the rules. The Delhi government will begin strict enforcement of the No PUC, No Fuel rule from today as part of an intensified multi-pronged drive to curb worsening air pollution in the national capital. Under the enforcement plan, vehicles without a valid pollution under control certificate will be denied fuel at petrol pumps across Delhi. Simultaneously, non-BS6 vehicles registered outside Delhi will be barred from entering the city. US President Donald Trump has asserted that tariffs will remain a central pillar of his economic policy. In his year-end address last night, Trump repeatedly credited tariffs for spurring investment, factory construction and job growth, framing import duties as a permanent tool to reshape global trade rather than a short-term negotiating tactics. Meanwhile, Trump administration has announced a massive package of arms sales to Taiwan, valued at more than US $10 billion, including medium-range missiles, howitzers and drones. In men's cricket, the 4T20 international between India and South Africa was abandoned due to extreme fog at the Ikana Stadium in Lucknow last night. After conducting several inspections, the umpires decided to call off the match. As a result, India retained their 2-1 series lead. The hosts, led by Surya Kumar Yadav, will look to seal the series and take a 3-1 lead against the Proteas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.